Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me today. And we also have Casey from the Tobacco Hut in Newport Richey, Florida. He was with me in the Turks and Caicos. He didn't make the DEMA show last week, so I'm kind of bringing him up to speed as well as anyone else who didn't make it. And reflecting on some of the stuff that we saw at the show that could, you know, affect us in the coming months as divers around the world. You know, it might be a new product, new whatever. You know, this dive light powered by seawater was kind of cool. Jerry, the diver guy, I think he had to split. Is he still with us? I don't know. Jerry, are you still there? No, he had to go. He had to go. But
yeah, he's still signed on.
Yeah, well, I think he had to run. He had to do some stuff. He had to go out buy a seawater-powered dive light. I think he wanted to be one of the first ones.
He wants
ones.
To beat you to it.
Possibly. That is, you know, that could have been his plan. But, you know, there were several things that caught my eye at the show, and I got a few more I want to share. Do you have something you want to go into, CJ?
I thought, of course, a lot of the scooters were really cool.
Yeah. That one that we saw out in Long Beach?
Yeah, what was that called?
I don't remember. It was jet-powered, though. It was a unique technology. It was a scooter that you could literally strap onto your BC. It would look like a... You know what? It was the size of a Hickory Farm smoked sausage. That is exactly the size of it. One of those Christmas sausages you would find in the ball that you'd get for someone you don't like every Christmas. By the way, you know what you're getting, right?
But CJ likes those.
Yeah, yeah. You like those, don't you?
You're giving me the sausage?
Hickory Farm smoked sausage. You know.
Smoked sausage.
Well, I mean, that is the size of this scooter. Wouldn't you agree? You saw it, CJ. It's about that size, right? One of the bigger ones, the longer ones.
So, Greg, you're saying you could hold it in one hand?
You paint quite the picture, my friend.
Yes. Well, I'm trying. I mean, that's what we do. We're here to paint pictures for our listening audience.
Whether with puppets or with words.
True. You know,
and it ran on some sort of mysterious gas?
No, actually, this one is battery powered. This is old school technology. That's nothing old school about this, actually. But it's small and compact, and so small that you could literally strap it to your BC. About the size, you could look at it like a Hickory Farm smoked sausage or like a, you know, like one of those spare airs. It's about the same size as a bigger, longer spare air, you know, and you'd strap it to your BC like that. However, this is a underwater scooter that uses some kind of like jet propulsion technology.
Yeah, so careful where you point that thing.
Correct. Because
you could put one on like either arm and fly through the water.
Well, you could. I mean, one is plenty powerful enough, trust me. I mean, it uses like the suction jet-powered boat type technology that you would see on a wave runner or something that kind of sucks the water in and then and blows it out the back end. And actually, it's so powerful. I mean, the low setting is all they recommend for diving. I mean, they're strapping this thing onto like... surfboards or paddle boards and turning them into powered, you know, water vehicle type things. The higher speeds are for like surfers and stuff. The low speed is the only thing they recommend because it's so powerful. It'll get you any faster than that, you're going to blow your mask off.
And this is more like James Bond type stuff.
It does look very James Bondish. And
reals.
My concern about it in the at the Long Beach show is like, hey, you know, can you travel with this? Because TSA is going to think you have some kind of bazooka gun with you or something.
I think if you could combine that with the ocean water technology for the flashlight.
Right. Well, maybe. That could be the future. We'll bring those two companies together. But the thing about this particular scooter was that it is very portable. And you strap it to your BC, and then when you want to use a scooter, you just unhook one of the top hooks to it, and you hold it out, and you hold it like a gun. It has like a handle on it, and it pulls you through the water with this jet propulsion very, very effectively from what we saw from the videos.
How long does it run?
No, it runs an hour or so, a couple hours.
Hold on tight, Skippy.
And the bonus is it's a fun water toy. So if you take the back end and take it out of the water, you can spray your neighbor with like a fire hose type of water projection thing, cannon.
Effective at crowd disbursement.
Yeah, you could use it for that.
Get off my lawn, you dirty hippies!
What are you protesting? Jeez! Yeah,
you're wasting water, old man.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. Now, there was another scooter, and we saw that one at the Long Beach show, and they're now actually starting to ship that diver propulsion one, and I don't have their website handy. Otherwise, maybe we'll find that at a commercial break, and we'll share that with everybody. But
maybe Eric could use that in the next book.
That's true. That is true.
That
sounds like just the thing Mike Scott would need.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, he is making good progress on our Turks and Caicos trip book story.
That would be cool to read that one.
We'll update
everybody.
Maybe
I'll get the volume from CJ Talking book.
Or you could call it an audio book. Is that what you
audiobook. That's
yes, there we go.
There. Thank you for recovering me.
Well, no problem. No problem. But yeah, it's, you're right. That kind of cool technology would fit well into his novels that he writes for Mike Scott, the adventure photographer guy. But yeah, we'll try to track down that thing. It's a new type of scooter, very portable. The other one was a Seabob. Now, this one's been out a while. And matter of fact, they have some over at Stuart Coe's in the Bahamas that have been specifically branded with this technology. This underwater scooter has been out for a while, but they've come out with a new diver version, whereas before it kind of came out through the boating industry first. And I'd seen it, and it's a high-performance scooter. And when they showed it initially, this thing was so powerful, it could pull you out of the water. You'd ride it like a wave runner, though, in the water. So you could actually act like a dolphin jumping through the waves. It was that fast. You could, go as fast as a wake in a boat or something. I mean, it was the craziest thing. You'd have to hold on for dear life, but this thing would pull you through the water so fast, you could jump up out of the water like a dolphin. And, this wasn't really a diver kind of thing.
I was going to say, how the hell you keep your mask on?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was more of a free diver. You'd snorkel maybe, or do that kind of thing. But they've modified it. They've made a new dive version of it, and it still goes very, very fast. But it's super sleek, and it has a camera system built into it. So there's a screen on the on the controls, and you literally can film from the scooter. Like a camera, but the camera happens to pull you through the water column like a scooter.
That's super cool.
It is very James Bond.
You could film the terrified turtle as you chase it down along the reef.
I'm sure they don't recommend that as well as anyone else with a brain. But it is very cool technology, and it looks like a hell of a lot of fun. And but super high tech, a little on the pricey side. I don't even want to throw out a number, but I know it's in the thousands. I mean, it's up there. This is like a water toy for the, when you have too much money to blow and you're like, hey, I really got just a few thousand. I mean, I got like 10 grand laying around doing nothing. I could
Sounds
use
like
it.
Something Dry Martini should have on his boat.
He should. That'd be a good, that would be a nice accessory for the dry martini, too. But it is cool technology. You can go try them out at Stewart Coves. They have a few of them that they rent out. And that's one of the models. Like, some of the resorts will start having these for divers if you want to rent one and try it. If you don't want to take the full plunge and purchase one outright, you could go rent one of these for an hour or two. And I think you would have quite a good time underwater with one of these puppies. You'd cover a lot of ground.
Sounds super fun.
And play to your heart's content and be the envy of all your fellow divers. That it's like, hey, what was that blur? Was that Aquaman? No, that was Greg on the sea bob.
That was old Greg.
It was just Greg. Wasn't old Greg.
It was old Greg in the wildest.
We got more to cover as we reflect on DEMA 2017.
Scuba Man.
Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness, equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We got Casey from the Tobacco Hut over in Tampa hanging out, connected via the web as well. You know, reflecting on the DEMA show. By the way, it is Veterans Day, and I got to give a little shout out to all our veterans out there today. We appreciate your service. Thank you for your service. And it allows you, you know, what you've done allows us to play around all the time. Go diving.
Yes, thank you.
And matter of fact, I met a lot of the vets that were at the DEMA show. There's several organizations, you know, whether it's Force Blue or, you know, Wounded Warriors, all these guys, SUDS. You know, they're working with a lot of veterans and stuff and getting them into the water. And it's very encouraging stuff to see some of those folks do that. So, and I'm looking forward to maybe doing some more with that, some of those organizations this next year.
Well, as a veteran, I really appreciate Scuba Radio giving us each a saltwater-powered flashlight. I want to say thank you.
That will happen. In the future, when everything is free, you are going to be the first one I get one to.
Hey, calm down, Bernie Sanders.
No, it's powered by salt water, so, you know, there's no charge for that.
Nothing is free.
That's, you know, salt water is free.
You're standing in my way. I may have to take you out.
Yeah. CJ, or you're walking on thin ice there, buddy. Yeah, well, thank you.
I'm going to contact the Scuba Santa, and I'm going to make sure you get lead for Christmas.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Well, CJ,
I think I have a little more sway over him than you do.
They are kind of tight, I will say. When I see them together, it's kind of weird.
I was there with him in the islands, so, you know, you weren't there.
Yeah. Well, Casey channeled.
I was there in spirit.
The drunken Santa. Yeah, that's what he dressed up for our Halloween party out on the boat. And by the way, before I forget, Casey, I didn't even know you're military. You have some military background?
8 years in the Air Force.
Oh, well thank you for your service, and happy Veterans Day there, buddy.
So, thank you very much, Chris.
As well as everyone else, like I said, that's done that. I appreciate it. All right, so look, you know, we can ramble on about nonsense, and I'm sure we have more to cover in that regard. But there are a couple little nuggets I want to share, because I got to get to my encounter with Megyn Kelly. Remember Megyn Kelly from Fox News, now on NBC?
Yep.
After the DEMA show, I flew straight up to New York City and did a little, you know, run up in the Big Apple.
Little run with Megyn?
Yeah. And I got a fun little anecdote to share because I went to her show. But we'll get to that in just a bit. But I did come across a couple other things at the DEMA show that I wanted to do, throw out there. You know, it is a place to network. You know, if you want to get into the dive industry, like Mermaid Brittany, you heard her last week on the show, if you caught it. She was there with this dive resort from Mexico that she's getting her, you know, dive master certification for, and really just learning the ropes. So she can graduate here in another month or two, and then she could literally go to any dive operation around the world and work as a professional dive master, and maybe she'll get her dive instructor certification eventually as well.
Yes, but...
But what?
Can she milk a camel?
Why do you ask?
I mean, it's
a... You have a job?
It's the burning question. I mean, come on, it's right there.
Okay.
How can you not ask her that?
Well,
it's staring us all in the face.
Well, I just feel awkward asking.
I feel like I need to give voice to the audience who wants to know if she can milk a camel.
CJ. Well, did I mention he'd been drinking the mermaid rum earlier?
No, this is a real spring water.
No, it's not. That was spring water from Jerry the Diver Guy.
Nah, bottled at the source.
Yep.
Well, we're talking diving. Shouldn't she be milking a manatee?
Let's just leave milking out of her job description. I just think that's probably going in a way that we don't want.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway,
he started it.
We wish her the best.
I'm just trying to go full organic.
And she's well on her way, and she was networking with people at the DEMA show. She should, as most people that want to get into the industry, this is one of the places that you would do it. It's where I'd tell you to start. If you really want to get a job, go to the DEMA show, meet a lot of the operators around the world, and they're always looking for, you know, fresh blood, you know, people that come in and learn the ropes, and they're you know, they need help.
Work puppets.
Exactly. And but there might be an opportunity for you to actually jump, you know, fins first right into the meat and potatoes of running an operation. And this guy comes up to me at the show, and this doesn't happen very often, I got to tell you. But he says, hey, you're Greg the Dive Master. I'm like, yeah, what, do I owe you money? And he said, no. He goes, but I think you might be able to help me out. I have a dive center in St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands that is available as a dive shop. Like the dive shop was there, you know, when the hurricane came through, I guess they had an issue with the tenant and they got whacked and had to leave. And now they have a open dive shop, you know, space in this resort area in St. Croix. And it's been totally remodeled. It can be customized if you like. There's flexible lease options. 8 newly remodeled cottages, so you can sleep up to 32 guests, you know, at the resort. They got a restaurant, you know, it's right on famous Cane Bay Beach with 2 more restaurants, you know, beach bars are within walking distance, Marriott resort and spas close by. And rent's like $3,500 a month. So, you know, if you wanted to open up, it's kind of sounds like almost like a turnkey kind of thing. If you had the skills to run a dive shop, they got all the space and everything set up for you to run a dive shop in St. Croix. You're good to go.
It's a the plot of an 80s movie starring Kevin Costner as the scruffy old dive shop owner.
Yes. Ron, Captain Ron kind of thing, maybe?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
I was going to say, it sounds like the perfect place for our new studio.
Okay, you know, in case he has a skills,
and the
he could
seed
run it
has been planted.
All right, there you go. If you want details on that, email me, greg@scubaradio.com. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, Casey connected via the web. All right, why do fish swim right side up and not upside down? They're in zero gravity. You ever thought about
that? Not zero, they're in low gravity.
They're kind of, it's like being in space underwater, CJ.
I think it's very, very low.
Because they like looking at the clouds.
No, there's scientists looking into that. And I'm going to have the answer for you here in just a bit on the big show.
Answers to the questions you never wondered.
Exactly.
You didn't tell us there'd be a test today. We didn't get a chance to study.
Oh, yeah. There'll be
like
a test.
Like you would have.
Pop quiz. So that, I got my little encounter with Megyn Kelly up in New York City. I got to share that with you. A little tidbit, you know, we were talking about the crack in housing. You know, that Jerry the Diver Guy was mentioning that in hour one, how he wants to get his hands on one of those. I pulled up the software that I was telling you about that it might be the next phase of that development, because this crack in housing is for any cell phone, and it has a pressure sensor on the housing as well. And, you know, and that was like the, you know, part two of where they're going with this. And basically you download the app to take pictures with your phone. So you're only limited by the quality of your phone. I have a 7 Plus and I got some great footage. But the pressure sensor and this new software from a company called Dive Plus, it's Dive, D-I-V-E, dot plus, P-L-S, P-L-U-S. Just pop that in your web browser or pull up this app that actually turns your cell phone into a dive computer. Now, you wouldn't use that as your primary computer. This would be a backup computer, especially initially. It's still in beta and all that kind of stuff. But I saw the working beta system of this, and I got to tell you, it's pretty spectacular if you're taking pictures with your cell phone underwater like that, and you're taking a picture, and then you press a little icon, and it flips over to the dive computer, and it shows you your dive time, you know, your maximum depth and all this stuff, and it's all incorporated and recorded with the pictures. That is friggin' amazing technology, and it's going to change the things we change the things we do underwater, I think, and make it better, easier, and safer, right? So two fins up on that one. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jeff, the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Now, here's the guy who I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who told you to? Yeah. No!
He can't say. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Now, here's the guy I consider.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Is he really going to do that?
Oh, my God.
One more time.
Oh, shit.
Stop it.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Here's the guy that I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Greg, the dive master.
Oh, that's too good.
We can't. We got a radio show to do. I'm Greg the Dive Master. What?
That was interesting.
You like that dance I did?
Yeah.
That was called the...
Hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Hippopotamus, he says.
I don't know what he said.
Hippopotamus.
I'll never be able to repeat it.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah, one of those. But he's a good guy. Captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 live aboard. And we had a good time with JF. Just if you ever... You know, go on the boat and you see JF. Obviously, you need to ask him some question about hippopotamuses.
Or potato pies.
Just make him say the word, and that'll entertain you for a minute.
And he'll leave you at the dive site.
Well, that's possible, too. So maybe do it towards the end of the trip when you're traveling back to the dock.
Maybe once you're home, just Skype him.
Okay, you could do that, too. That'd be a possibility. All right, so look... you know, there were a couple little tidbits that I wanted to share. We're going to talk about why fish swim the way they do and not upside down, being there in zero gravity, like a space. Believe it or not, scientists are studying such nonsense. But I got to tell you about my run-in with Megyn Kelly, who is now at NBC. You know, she was on Fox News for years. And, you know, last year she left that gig on, you know, weekly news talk show.
You said run-in.
Well,
did you have some sort of, was there an issue?
Not really, no, but let me explain.
Battle Royal in aisle three.
It's all good. I mean, you know, she's, you know, depending on how you feel about her one way or another, she's a very accomplished news anchor, right? And she now has her own show on NBC. And so after the Dima show, I flew up there and did a little family trip. Up to New York City, and we're looking for stuff to do. Saw a couple Broadway shows, that kind of thing, and went into the NBC, you know, Rockefeller Center. Went up to the top of the Rock, did that little tour thing, and we're in the NBC gift shop, and they have a little kiosk there. And it's like, hey, you want tickets to the new Megyn Kelly show? Like today with Megyn Kelly. It's like the third hour of the Today Show, and I'm like, hey, I know her, sure. And let's go. So we got our group together. We got tickets, and we went out that morning or the next day and went to her show. And as they do for most of these TV shows, if you've never done that kind of thing before, they go around the audience before you go into the studio and ask, hey, do you have any questions for the host or any unique story or something you'd like to share with the Megyn? And, of course, I see him doing this, and I'm like, are you kidding? I'm Greg the Dive Master. Of course I have a question for Megyn Kelly. Are you a diver? And they ate it up. They're like, oh, my gosh, this is gold. We never get a question like that. No one's stupid enough to ask a question like that. We would love to have you ask this question to Megyn this morning. I'm like, okay, cool. I'd love to find out if she's a diver, and if she's not, would she consider doing it? You know, I might have a couple connections. We got to bring more people into our little club, and that would include, you know, famous folks like Megyn Kelly. Wouldn't you agree, CJ?
Absolutely.
So we do this, and you know, these are her workers, her assistants or whatever, that are asking these questions and setting her up and giving her notes and everything. And they do the show, and at the end, she does this question and answer thing, right? So we're working through it. And I got to say, I was very impressed. I know, once again, I don't care how you feel about Megyn Kelly one way or another. That girl is sharp. Because she would sit there, and she was doing the TV show, and then she would turn to the audience and start a conversation with someone in the audience, and then, like, bingo, immediately right back to being on TV. I mean, it was like, whoa. There's no way I could do that, because basically what you hear on Scuba Radio every week is there is so much focus and dedication to what we do. I mean, obviously, this is a fine-oiled machine, and that's why it's so flawlessly done week in and week out. But it takes an unimaginable amount of focus to be able to do what we do.
It's very
but
draining.
You respond to our input immediately.
Yes, and that's because I'm so focused, but I'm totally different off the air. Ask CJ.
Yeah, fun fact, Greg is so exhausted after every live Scuba Radio.
I'm borderline passed out.
After we get off the air, he turns the microphone off, stands up,
and curls
often,
up.
Often, not all the time, but often will throw up right there next to his chair and then pass out.
Yeah.
In a pool of his own sick.
Thank you. If it's not that, I'm curled up in a ball in
the
corner.
He leaves it all on the...
Yeah.
All on the...
On the field.
Yeah. The ocean.
Anyway, she is impressive. I mean, it was kind of fun to watch. And it's always cool to see a show like that, how it runs, you know, behind the scenes.
They ask the question.
Well, so we get to the end of the show.
I have a question. I have a question.
Oh, you
about
have?
The show.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Can I be picked to ask you?
Well, we got five people that are going to be able to ask questions. What number are you?
It says two.
Okay, go ahead. You made the cut.
Okay. Was it cold in the studio?
Yeah, it was a little
television studio. Was it cold in there?
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't what I'd call nipply. Like, you know, if you used to go to
next question.
Late night with what's his name?
David Letterman.
Letterman, yeah. That I've done that. I did that, and that studio was really cold. So her, you know, they're all a little cool, but it wasn't that bad. It didn't stand out. It was a more warm environment.
Warm and welcoming.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of a, you know, a much more laid back kind of TV show presentation. And like I said, she interacted with the audience quite a bit during the commercial breaks. And stuff.
Ooh, interacted.
So, yeah, she was friendly. She was really nice. And so anyway, at the end of the show, we get to the question.
So when's she going
to
be on Scuba Radio?
Well, you know, they had like five or six people that were going to ask questions, and they put me into the number four slot. Put me in the number five slot out of, like, I guess it was more like seven. And she cut it off at three. So they cut me off. I got cut.
Is this just to kill time in case they run short?
No, it's actually like an after the show show thing they do, like on Facebook Live and all this stuff, you know. And now
stand up on a chair and scream your question out in an angry manner.
Whoa, hold! Don't get me wrong. You will, if you go back and watch the show from this was last Wednesday's show, and it's probably online someplace. I am all over it.
Is it true that
I was sitting right in the middle of the audience?
Is it true that you got escorted out by a pair of burly guys because you were screaming, "I will not be denied"?
Well,
and then you were flipped over, zip tied, hog tied, and hauled out of there.
That's not totally inaccurate, but they weren't. They weren't big burly guys. It was Cookie Monster and Bert from Ernie and Bert, because they had the Sesame Street cast on her show that
More
day.
With the puppets. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, see,
now
we
you're
have that
attracting
common bond.
Them.
You know what I'm saying? What are the odds? I'm fresh from a puppet show, and they have Sesame Street
you
on.
You are
the
in
Megyn
that
Kelly
world
show.
Now.
You know, that I you know, there was definitely...
They will reveal themselves to you.
Well, you know, the Cookie Monster was definitely looking at me a little bug-eyed. Like I know that guy. We were like connection. Like, kooky! You know, the whole thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I didn't get to ask my question. But I bring up this whole story and share this because I want to encourage anyone listening who is a diver, or even if you're not, and you have the opportunity to get on one of these shows and ask one of these bigwigs, TV celebrities, a question, ask him a question about diving. Don't ask
what
him
is
about,
your favorite summer sausage?
No. Ask him a question like, do they dive? Would you want to dive? Something like that. Let's bring these people into the fold, into our dive community. And it'll work for you because I'll tell you what, chances are they've never had that question before. And they want to talk about weird, wacky stuff like diving way more than they want to know, hey, are you happy with how the election went? You know, which they've had, you know, she's had that question probably a billion times. You know what I'm saying?
I have a follow-up question.
Yes?
Only after you ask her about scuba, then your second question is, have you ever drank Bailey's from a shoe?
I'm on Greg! Scuba
Radio! Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We're getting wetter all the time. I used to get wet in the pool.
Below the swim lane.
The dive instructor was cool.
And a bit insane.
As we went down, the bubbles would sound. As we were taught the dive rules. I've got to admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. All the time.
We need to submerge.
Yes, I admit, it's getting wetter.
Wetter.
A little wetter. Sublime, getting so much wetter all the time. It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
It's getting wetter all the time.
Wetter, wetter, wetter.
Getting so much wetter all the time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me. Who
was that? The Beatles? Was that like an outtake?
I think it was the Sea Slugs. I don't think it was the Beatles. I think it was
the Sea Slugs.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's maybe a different group.
Yeah, You know, CJ was nice enough to do some introductions for me at the Dima show.
I did.
He recorded a song that we played.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
We're going to have to share that with everybody, I think, next week. You think?
Ooh.
No.
What'd they do to you?
Well, I was going to say they threw poo at me, but I threw poo at them.
Why? I don't know, man. You unleash this kind of revenge on folks. It's bad karma, man.
Yeah.
Bad karma.
Well, Montezuma's revenge.
That's different.
Is it? Okay. Well, anyway, we'll save that for next week. So why do fish swim the way they do? Like, you know, they're in space. There's no up or down. So why don't they swim upside down? Have you ever wondered that, CJ? It's a natural question for animals that float, but few scientists have delved into these details.
Well, they have iron where their nose would be, and that guides them.
You're just making up stuff. This is science!
From the magnetic poles.
No, look, there's no up or down in space. Yet in shows like Star Trek, you know, ships are always oriented the same way. It's how you look at it.
Maybe we're all looking at them.
Oh,
the
well,
right way.
It's scientifically unnecessary. It's kind of like a running joke.
It's all a matter of perspective, isn't it?
Well, maybe. But fish, you don't see fish swimming upside down on the reef. You see them swimming right side up, and they could swim upside down. So why do they do that? Do you have any guesses of why that may be the case?
Maybe they cannot swim upside down. Maybe their little eardrums are created to be the way they are.
You are absolutely incorrect. Wrong! No, they're looking into
this. Hey, that was a solid guess.
It was a solid guess.
You got nothing to be ashamed of, Casey.
Well, I don't know.
Shake it off.
Shake it off
under Greg's withering assault.
The working theory that they're trying to delve into is that maybe because fish started from the land and they had to deal with gravity then, that when they went into the ocean, they stayed upright like that, and it worked for them. It didn't really make any difference, so they stayed that way. That's one of the working theories.
I thought the mammals evolved from the sea.
Oh, says you.
I thought it was the other way around.
Says you, Sigmund Freud.
I gotta go back and study my book learning.
Yeah, whatever, Mr. Darwin.
Well,
whatever you say.
Technically, gravity exists underwater, or the fish would float off into space.
Well, they float off into the water. We don't have gravity in the water. You see what I'm saying?
It's microgravity.
Yes, we do have gravity in the water.
Well, they said in this article there's no gravity. It's like space.
That's incorrect.
You think there's still gravity?
That's technically inaccurate.
You think there's still just enough gravity there to keep them upright?
A very small amount.
Well, you're not a scientist.
What holds the water there?
Isn't it microgravity? It's microgravity.
No, you're just making up terms that sound impressive.
I bid my instructor.
I think that's what NASA
incorrect.
Calls it.
No, you're a liar. I know you are a liar.
How dare you hurl these accusations at me?
What keeps the liveaboard on top of the water if not gravity?
It floats.
Bird poop.
But in the water column, I mean, you know, that's why NASA, you know, they practice the air, you know, the spacewalks and stuff underwater, because it's the closest thing we have to being in space is being underwater. You're the weight.
It gives us neutral buoyancy. It does not mean we don't have gravity.
Oh, you are a liar too.
I know you are a liar. That makes sense.
Now, these scientists don't agree with you. I'm telling you. They think they have these other theories.
Doesn't make them right.
Yeah, you just never think of these questions, though. Why the fish?
Hey, have you ever thought there could be such thing as a dumb scientist?
Yeah, I've come across it.
Look at the way some of them comb their hair.
Yeah.
That's the answer right there.
Some of them don't have common sense.
Not like a Jerry Lewis character.
Yeah.
But like...
Like a Nutty Professor kind of thing?
No, not like that.
Oh. Why do you
There's got to be varying degrees of intelligence.
Why are you
some
asking?
Some of them are super brilliant, genius level, and then some of them are pretty bright, and then it's got to slide down.
So is this an observation, or are you making a stupid question?
And then if
question,
you just
like,
write something
fish
and post it on the internet,
the
no
do.
Gravity. He's being very
provocative.
Sort of loose with the word no.
You think? Well, they don't know. They're studying it. They're looking into this of why fish swim the way they do. These are questions that you never thought were necessary to ask, that people have asked, and they're trying to find answers for a question that we really don't give a rat's ass about.
If they swam upside down, all they do is look at the sand all day. That'd be boring.
Ah, that's exactly. Speaks Professor Casey. Set the record straight.
That sounds about right.
Okay, we'll go with that. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.